Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Tony Fleming. This is our 7 a.m. Mental Toughness Mindset Call. And today is MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day. And I don't know how many is going to be on this morning because some of y'all sleep in. It's not like y'all get up every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Man, waiting on the call. I think y'all get up because you're ready to go to work. And so you get kind of just put us on speakerphone and listen in. So that's cool. So I don't know how many is going to be on this morning, but we're also going to go through our typical routine. We're actually going to pick up where we left off on the, was it leadership positions with John C. Maxwell? I think we're on number 3. We do 3, 4, and 5. Should finish off, you know, 3, 4, and 5 today. We're also going to take this particular call and load it on these podcast platforms out here. We do that because easy access to get to them. You know, this is not a podcast. It's a mental toughness conference call. So when you listen to it on those formats, you can tell that it sounds like a conference call, and it is. But guess what? The information is so powerful. If I were y'all, listen to it, because some people have stumbled across it and got the information and lock in now and expect it, you know, because we take that these calls and load them on that platform. So, you know, within a day or two, you should see it, you know, take notes and apply it, man. It's not like just to listen to it one time and be done with it, because repetition is key. We must listen to things over and over and over. I'll take notes and apply it to learn it. Now, hopefully that's your goal, to learn it. Some people's goal is just to get on and listen and say, you know, I was on the call, I heard it, I'm, you know, I'm taking notes and whatever, just say it. And then some of y'all goal is to actually learn this stuff and maybe teach it. And if you're going to learn it, you have to do the repetition thing. Now, on here, we do talk about a lot of things from personal development to mindset to mental toughness to success to failure to, I mean, everything that goes along with your daily routine, whether it's your job, whether it's relationships, whether it's your business. We talk about your thoughts, which is really your paradigm. And our goal is to, for most, we need to reset that paradigm, because for most of us who grew up in a humble environment, very humble environment compared to a wealthy environment, we didn't hear in the things that would take us, you know, to the place we want to go financially. We heard different things because we heard it from the poor, we heard it from the middle class, and those things were not the same that were said in the wealthy neighborhood. So, you know, now hearing it and understanding that we have to change our thoughts, we have to change our paradigm, we have to change our everything that we're doing, we have to do an overhaul. And so we understand that, you know, sometimes it's difficult for people to continue because we're asking you to do something that's, it takes work. You know, as a person learning this initial, you know, things that we know now, we didn't look at it as work because it was just hearing the same stuff over and over as a kid and growing up, and now it's actually in us. And so in order to get it out, we have to do these things that seem a little bit more difficult. So, all right, I'm going to pick up on level 3. I think we haven't done level 3. I think we did level 1 and 2. I'm going to pick that up right after we do this 1 minute and 1 second of our Spartans.
Spartans!
Let's go!
What is your profession?
We'll be right back. you not entertained? If you're not, let's see if we can do a little of that. We're going to edutain you today, give you a little information, and entertain at the same time. So level three, production. Now, on this level, things begin to happen, good things. Profit increases, morale is high, turnover is low, needs are being met, goals are being realized. Accompanying this growth is this big momentum. Leading and influencing others is fun. Probably problems are solved with the mental effort. So, you know, things are just happening. You're solving problems with mental effort and, you know, fresh statistics are shared on a regular basis with people who undergird the growth of the organization. Everyone is results-oriented. In fact, results are the main reason for the activity. See, this is the major difference, level two and three. On relationship level, people get together just to get together. There's no other objective. On the results level, people come together to accomplish a person. They like to get together to get together. But they love to get together to accomplish something. In other words, they are results oriented. They are like a character played by Jack Nicholson, who, while in a restaurant in a famous scene from the movie Five Easy Pieces, is told he cannot get a side order of toast. He comes up with an imaginative solution. First, he orders a chicken salad sandwich on toast. Then he instructs the waitress, no mayonnaise, the butter, and hold on to the chicken. Now, by me reading that means we have done level three production. See, when we skipped this and went to Lou last week, I kind of forgot where we left off at because I remember telling that story. But let's run through it again just in case some people missed it. But one of my favorite stories is about a newly hired traveling salesman. Yep, we definitely went through this one. And let's move on because we did go through this, and I know some of y'all have already gone back to the replay. Let's go with level four, people development. How do you spot a leader? According to Robert Towns, and they all come in all sizes, shapes, and conditions. Some are poor administrators, while some are not overly bright. There is a clue. Since some people are mediocre, a true leader can be recognized because somehow his people consistently demonstrate superior performance. A leader is great, not because of his or her power, but because of his or her ability to empower others. Success without a successor is failure. A worker's main responsibility is doing the work himself. A leader's responsibility is developing others to do the work. And we're going to talk about that in Chapter 7, how you develop others. Now, loyalty to the leader reaches its highest peak when the follower has personally grown through the mentorship of the leader. Note the progression. At level two, the follower loves the leader. At level three, the follower admires the leader. At level four, the follower is loyal to the leader. And why? You can win people's hearts by helping them grow personally. One of the key players on my staff is Cheryl Fleischer. When she first joined the team, she was not a people person. I began to work closely with her until she truly became a people person. So today, she successfully develops others. Now, think about that. She successfully develops others, and she wasn't a people person. So it takes work to get that person who's not a people person to turn into a people person. A lot of times, that challenge is so hard that people let it go. They don't really, and I'm not reading anything on here. I'm just talking from off the dome, as they say. I'm just saying that, you know, this person went from not really able to deal with people, and now this person is dealing with people on another level. But her success came from a coach, a mentor that actually worked with her for a minute. He says, there's a bond of loyalty that Cheryl gives to my leadership, and we both know the reason. My time invested with her brought a positive change. She will never forget what I've done for her. Interesting, her time invested in the lives of others has greatly helped. I will never forget what she has done for me either. Now, the core leaders who surround you should be people who you have personally touched or helped develop in some way. When that happens, love and loyalty will be exhibited by those closest to you, by those who are touched by your key leaders. I was looking at a video the other day of, and it was talking about Sean Carter and how he has people around him that's been with him for years, the same people that has touched, that he touched and has touched them. And, you know, he's been around 20-some years. Those guys have been with him. And he really doesn't bring in a new circle. It's those few people that he decided, okay, we're going to go together, all four of us, or how, all five of us, how we decide, we're going to go together. We're going to climb high together. And they all have brought a change. So, you know, when he says she will never forget what I've done for her, interestingly, her time invested in the lives of others has greatly helped me. So I will never forget what has done for me either. So then he says the core leaders who surround you should be all people who you have personally touched or helped to develop that way. So when that happens, love and loyalty will be exhibited by those closest to you and by those who are touched by your key leaders. So there's, however, a potential problem, though, of moving up the levels of influence, a leader, and becoming comfortable with the group of people you have developed around you. You may not realize that many new people view you as a position leader because you have had no contact with them. The following suggestion would be to help you become a people developer. So since you had had no contact in how people look at you, it says here, walk slowly through the crowd. Have some way of keeping in touch with everybody. He says, in my congregation of 5,000, I do this by learning names of the pictorial, you know, church directory, he said he did, making communication cards available to the congregation and reading the cards as they are turned in. You know, that's kind of, you know, giving out cards and say, hey, give me some ideas like I do with some people. You know, tell me what you think going on. And then, you know, putting your name on there so then, you know, he remembers the person by what they, you know, some of the statements they make because they put it on those cards. And so he's looking at the name so he can tell when they talk. He says also, reading every interview form of a membership applicant. Now, that's something different. We don't have that. Reading and replying to letters that are sent to me. We don't have that either. But visiting one social event each Sunday or social class each year. Now, you could do that because, you know, you can get on a Zoom with a person. You can get on a conference call with a person. You can meet them in person if they're doing an in-person. If they're doing an in-person class, an in-person thing that, you know, it's kind of showing to them that you are, you know, like in a caring and a trusting mood. You know how you teachers have sometimes when the principal show up and walk in the room, it's like, okay, you're showing that, you know, you're a part of what they're doing and you believe in what they're doing, and so you're giving a kind of a thumbs up. He says, but developing key leaders, I systematically meet with and teach those who are influencers within the organization. They, in turn, pass on others what I have given them. So I try to do that with a few people. I try to have, you know, calls with a few people, accountability calls, and try to pass on my knowledge and skill level to them, and hopefully they grab it and pass it on to others. Hopefully in situations that come up, they can think about that, you know what I'm saying? They got an idea of what, you know, kind of, because I'm kind of giving you stuff that I know situations are going to come, and hopefully you'll know how to take those things and use it. I'm saying, and he's saying that's what he's doing too. So, and the last level is level 5, personhood. Little time would be spent discussing this level since most of us have not yet arrived at it. Only a lifetime of proven leadership will allow us to sit at level 5 and reap the rewards that are internally satisfying. I do know this, though. Someday I want to sit on top of this level. It's achievable. Climbing the steps of leadership. So I'm going to stop there because I don't see how. Let me see. Can I tap that into? Yes, I can. Let me do a little bit of that. Okay. Here's some additional insight on that. The higher you go, the longer it takes. Each time there's a change in your job or in your business, you join a new circle of friends. You start at the lowest level and begin to work yourself up the steps. The higher you go, the higher the level of commitment. This increase in commitment is a two-way street. Greater commitment is demanded not only from you, but from the other individuals also involved. When either the leader or the follower is unwilling to make the sacrifices at a new level, demands influence begin to increase. So you go to a new level. You go from one position to the other. You go from, let's just say with us, you go from director to director two, or you go from executive to executive two. Now, that means there's a higher commitment. There's a more commitment to making sure that you are at these certain events because you are a leader and you have that title, and which means you will be missed because people look for those, you know, people look for the title individuals, you know, and at this point early in the game, some of the smaller titles are the bigger titles. If you get it, some of the smaller titles are the bigger titles. So once you get to those commitment levels, you have to, or those levels, you have to be more of a committed individual. Now, the higher you go, the easier it is to lead, though. So notice the progression from level 2 through level 4. The focus goes from liking you to liking what you do for the common interest of all concerned, to like what you do for the personal. Each level climbed by the leader and the follower adds other reasons why people will want to follow you. And let's talk about that. The higher you go, the greater the growth. So people will follow a person that they see growing. You know, people will follow a person they see that goes from, you know, that goes from being more talkative to being more serious about what they're doing. A person can notice that. A person can notice that that you're participating more at events, you know, dealing with your growth than you are normally, like you know, just participated in other things. So now your conversation is different. That's when I say at certain levels you start separating from people because now your talk is different. And it's not like you're trying to be different. It's just that you are growing now. You're reading more books and things are, so now your, you know, vocabulary is different. Your thought is different. And so you can see that. He says, each level stands up to the previous one and will crumble if the lower level is neglected. For example, if you move from a permission relationship level to a production results level and stop caring for the people who are following you and helping you produce, they might begin to develop a fear of being used, a feeling of being used. As you move up the ladders, the deeper and more solid your relationship will be with a person or a group of people. See, let's say that, and I've seen this before, and I see it a lot. Let's say that we've gotten to certain levels. I've seen this a lot. Let's say, and I'm talking about people, you know, with us now, because you can put any level in you want. Let's say that we have four people that gets to the level 4 position, And we're admiring them, and we're really, you know, kind of doing some things to let them know that you're serious about it, and you, you know, and they're kind of reminding you also. But what happens is when you don't move like you were moving before, you know, some people went from level to level to level, and then you get to a certain level and you slow down. I've seen where people just kind of let that go and say, you know, let's say that you were, you know, Bob Smith, and Bob Smith was calling Tony Fleming because Tony had gone from this level to that level. And then the next level, Tony don't move to as fast. Matter of fact, Tony's kind of sitting there, you know, and it seems like he's not doing anything. Now Bob kind of lets Tony go. The book said don't do that, but I've seen that happen plenty of times. He kind of not just let him go. He kind of just doesn't. His calls are not the same. The conversation is not the same. Matter of fact, you talk less, which you shouldn't do, because that you know, you're assuming that that person is not growing anymore. But they might be stuck somewhere because of, it could be a number of reasons. So what he's saying is you can't just leave that person and run to where there's the fire, you know, because those other people are growing at that time. And I've seen that so many times. Because what it does is it disrespects you to the levels that you've climbed to so far. It's like saying, you know, well, shoot, you can't do it no more. I'm going to have to keep moving. No, that's not the case. It could be a number of reasons why it's not happening for you at that time. But one thing for sure, the leader should not leave that person. The leader should still be there talking to that person as if they are moving, because they've already showed value. So you can't just disappear like that. And he's saying that's what some people do. Now, not every person will respond the same way, though. You know, not everyone, because when you lead in the group, you're on different levels yourself. So, but the last thing is for your leadership to remain effective, it is essential that you take the other influences within the group with you to the higher level. So you got to stay with the person until you move up. The collective influence of you and the other leaders will bring the rest along. If this does not happen, the divided interest and loyalty will occur within the group. So you start having little cliques. You start having little things happening that, you know, didn't normally happen before, because everybody was talking to each other and everybody's watching folks grow. Man, we seeing that. I can see that now happening in certain things, because some people have decided that, since this person is not moving like they were at one point, that means they're not serious anymore. And that's not the case. It's not the case at all. But that means the person that's leading at that time lacked leadership skills to understand that. So, it's interesting how we can always relate stuff to things going on all the time. That's why I say to people, you know, I used to have people call me and say, Tony, I'm talking to this person about this thing, and I don't want you to, you know, bring up tomorrow what you're doing. Like, well, what if I didn't talk to you and I just brought it up? Would it seem like, it seemed like I told you? Well, it just comes with the territory, folks. It comes with the territory. It's always going to be discussions that's going to touch somebody at one point they are in their life, because those are the things that we do. So go back and listen to this. I hope you get it. I hope you get it that, you know, as people start growing and then they stop, or it seems like they stop, you can't just say, okay, forget it. No, they didn't stop. It's just that it became a little bit difficult for them to keep moving, and they had to start working on themselves to do different things and understand that they had to start developing. You know, you had to start developing, and so that's why you can't ever leave somebody who has had some kind of success before, but you can't base it on, well, what are they doing now? I hope y'all got that. Maybe I said it wrong. Maybe I said it the right way. But if you go back and read as you go along, listening to it, repetition is key, folks. That's how you learn. That's how you learn. That's the five levels of leadership we just talked about. And so quick recap, position leader, we talked about that. That's the person that just kind of got the position and don't know what the heck they're doing, don't have any idea, but they have a position. The second one is relationship. Now, those people will follow beyond your stated authority. You know, that their level usually is some kind of fun level. And it also said that if you stay too long on that, you know, people will become restless. So people who follow you beyond the stated authority, this level allows you, you know, to have some fun. People, because they want to be in a relationship. That's part of the permission thing. Now, production is based on people of what they have done for the organization. That's really, you know, that's, and a lot of people stick on that production thing. You ain't producing, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't brought in new people, you ain't doing nothing. That's how sometimes people look at it. But that's not the case. You know, it could be just, you could be having just a little short drought. You people can be having that all the time. So you can't look at it that way. But people do. Then we got the people development level, which is reproduction. You know, and that's where you kind of like what a long range growth occurs. Your commitment to developing leaders will ensure ongoing growth to the organization and add to people. And then the last one is, you know, the personhood that we just talked about. Is the step is reserved for leaders who have spent years growing people in organizations. Few make it to that level. Those who does are the bigger-than-life individuals. So few people make it at that level. Go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to the replay. Talk about it. Ask me a question about it. Do whatever you need to do to get it. All right? So on MLK Day, I don't have a speech. I wanted to play a speech this morning from him, but the copyright things, it was kind of hard for us to grab something this morning, but you know, a lot of times we've gotten so far away from that because, kind of like the out of sight, out of mind. But, you know, see if you can find some stuff to listen to today on MLK. See if you can listen to some of his speeches and some things, because he doesn't need to be forgotten. And a lot of people, I think, have really forgotten. You know, one thing I realized, how young he was. I saw a picture of him in the Birmingham jail. And he probably was around 31 at that time. I think he died at 39. But can you imagine that he was, you know, marginally doing things at 27, 28 years old, you know, that most people wouldn't even try to, even try to attempt that, because he was so young, you know. He was so young. So, Preacher Man says, I hope that the two Americas, the I Have a Dream is a whitewashed version of who he was. Yeah, you know, some of his other speeches they did not play. Some of his other things, you know, one of my favorite, they played this one, though. One of my favorite was the drum major, you know, drum major for peace. You know, I like how he talked about, you know, during the drum major stages, people start forgetting who they are and start living on hype. And eventually that, you know, you have to pay for that, because some of the stuff that you're doing, it's not really, you know, that's one of my favorite ones. You know, he said he wants to be a drum major for peace, a drum major for change and things of that sort. So, you know, go back to, you know, go listen to some of the stuff, because it is, like I said, it is his day today.